This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Ballots for Denver's election go out in the mail today. Voters will choose from 17 candidates to be the city's next mayor. Denverites will elect a clerk and recorder and a city auditor, along with some seats on the city council. One local ballot measure will decide the fate of a patch of land around 100 acres in northeast Denver that has been a golf course. Ballots have to be returned by April 4th. A Denver couple has been helping Ukraine since the start of the conflict there by taking water filters into the country. Sarah Davis and Tracy has visited Ukraine twice.
It never ceases to amaze me how powerful it is to have some kind of personal connection with a place that is in crisis.
Davis and Tracy is a founder of the human rights group Seeds of Exchange. It could soon be against state law to point a laser at any airplane or helicopter. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on a bill in the legislature.
Sponsors say high-powered laser pointers can suddenly blind pilots and make them lose focus. Colorado has already had more than 20 incidents reported this year. Laser strikes have been a federal crime for some time, but local police say they're only able to confiscate the laser and assist FAA investigators, who rarely prosecute cases. If Governor Polis signs off on the new state law, it'll go into effect in July. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Daylight saving time began Sunday. The change means you lose an hour of sleep, and that makes people feel tired. Dr. Sarah Ritchie, a sleep expert at Kaiser Permanente, says in the week after the time change, research has found an increased risk of heart attack, workplace injuries, medical mistakes, and deadly car accidents. She says to watch out if you're sleep deprived and driving.
If we do start to feel dozy and drowsy, to get ourselves pulled over, not try to fight through it, because that's an extremely dangerous thing to do.
Her advice is to get sunshine and exercise in the morning and to relax before bed. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.